Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A Very Haunted Doll. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
If you're from Key West or happen to have some kind of tie with the dreamy southern tip of Florida that Tennessee Williams and Ernest Hemingway once called home, you might be familiar with Robert, another famous resident who continues to bring a level of weirdness and haunted intrigue to this iconic island in the Strait of Florida. But this resident isn't exactly a famous writer or even a human. Robert is a haunted sailor doll that isn't a mascot of Key West. They're really more of a cult figure. Even an entrepreneur. He even has his own brand of rum. Today we're talking about Robert the Doll and his new rum? Okay, I'm in. Let's do it. The doll is a blonde Caucasian boy made of cloth, stuffed with straw, and dressed in a sailor suit. Robert the Doll is clutching his own doll, a small dog. It kind of looks like a lion to me, but it is what it is depending on who you ask. The doll was manufactured by the Stief Company of Germany and purchased by the grandfather of Robert Eugene Otto in 1904 on his own trip to Europe. Likely, the grandfather drew a parallel with the doll and his young grandson, who had a fondness for wearing sailor suits. Robert Eugene Otto received the doll at his home in Key West at 534 Eaton Street and loved it. In fact, he was obsessed. What people really remember is what they would probably term as an unhealthy relationship with the doll, says Corey Convertito, curator of the East Martello Museum in Key West, where the doll now resides. Quote, he brought it everywhere. He talked about it in the first person as if he weren't a doll. He was Robert. As if he was a live entity. But it wasn't all just doll-human-boy bliss. According to Robert the Doll's Facebook page, strange things began to happen when Robert the Doll was around. Quote, items went missing or were moved around. The doll was frequently blamed for the mischief, giving rise to the statement, Robert did it. People who were familiar with Robert believed that the doll changed his facial expressions when neighbors claimed the doll moved from window to window in the family home when the family was out. Robert the human, not the doll, who was an adult known as Gene, grew up to be an artist people described as eccentric. Meanwhile, his family continued to grow their wealth. Eventually, Gene studied art in New York and Paris and married a woman named Annette Parker on May 3, 1930. The couple returned to the Otto family home in Key West, where they lived until Gene died in 1974. As an adult, Robert the Doll could be seen positioned at the upstairs window. Schoolchildren swore that he would appear and reappear, and they avoided the house. After Otto's death in 1974 and Annette's 2 years later, a woman named Myrtle Reuter purchased the house. Now the homeowner of 534 Eaton Street, Reuter also became Robert's new caretaker, and the creepy shit continued. Visitors swore they heard footsteps in the attic and giggling. Some claimed Robert's expression changed when anyone badmouthed Otto in the doll's presence. Reuter said Robert would move around the house on his own, and that really wore on her. After 20 years of adorable, okay, mostly just weird and anxiety-provoking antics, in 1994, Reuter donated Robert the Doll to the museum and sold the house to its current owners, who currently operate it as a guest house. At the East Martello Museum is where Robert really honed his craft and became a true ghostly star. So much so that he annually gets rotated to the Keys' old post office and custom house in October to contribute to its October spookiness. In the 90s, the legend of Robert the Doll grew even stronger. According to the legend, the doll also had increased supernatural abilities. Some versions of the legend claim that a young Bahamian girl, a servant for Otto's parents, actually gave Otto the doll as a gift, not his grandfather, as retaliation for a wrongdoing. This woman was supposedly mistreated by Jean's parents, and to punish them, it was believed that she cursed the doll with voodoo and black magic. Young Jean further aggravated the doll's supernatural powers by blaming his childhood mishaps on it, which made Robert the Doll, understandably, very pissed off. According to local folklore, the doll has caused, quote, car accidents, broken bones, job loss, divorce, and a cornucopia of other misfortunes. And museum visitors supposedly experience, quote, post-visit misfortunes for failing to respect Robert. Robert is now 118 years old and still lives at the Fort East Martello Museum in a brand new humidity-controlled, UV-filtered glass display case, which was recently donated by someone who is, quote, a fan of Robert's, says Convertito, again, the curator of the museum. But this new fancy case didn't make the doll behave. The museum still gets regular reports of evils attributed to the doll and fan mail in the form of actual mail and emails. Quote, he gets probably 1 to 3 letters every day, says Convertito. Mostly people who think bad things happened to them after they disrespected the doll in the museum. They write in, atoning for their sins, begging for forgiveness. Still other letters ask him for advice or for him to hex those who have wronged them. Convertito says they have received more than 1,000 letters over the years, which they keep and catalog. At some point, a story evolved that Robert had a sweet tooth, so people started leaving and sending him candy. Once he received a box containing 8 bags of peppermints, a card, and no return address. In case you're wondering, the museum staff does not consume treats sent to Robert. Guests have also left him money and, occasionally, joints. Quote, it's completely inappropriate, says Convertito. We are still a museum. I love it, though. And are we sure nobody at the museum smoked that joint? Come on. Think about it while we take a break. Now a bona fide local famous person, Robert decided to go mainstream, appearing on shows like Ghost Hunters, Deadly Artifacts, Haunted Possessions, and Haunted Museums. His display case is a popular spot on multiple ghost tours, and he even inspired a horror movie called, appropriately, Robert. He also has an online gift shop where fans can buy Robert dolls, shot glasses, and keychains. So where does a celebrity go when they've had movies made about them, their own merch shop, and a Wikipedia page? They make their own designer alcohol. Move over George Clooney and Kendall Jenner. Here comes Robert the Doll and his very gross-looking rum. Key West Art and Historical Society, Key West's first legal rum distillery, and Ghost Key West teamed up to create a rum that honors Robert, called Robert the Doll's Voodoo Spiced Red. According to the distiller's website, the rum is, quote, made with all natural ingredients and pure Florida cane sugar. The rum is finished with the same spices used traditionally in Key West voodoo rituals. The red glow comes from all-natural cinnamon that creates the appearance of flames in the sunlight. In the dark, voodoo spices blend with the rum to create a smooth finish that warms the tongue and soothes even the darkest of souls. Each bottle is made on the same island Robert the Doll calls home. Many of the bottles spend the night locked in the room with Robert the Doll at his haunted Fort East Martello Museum. Each small batch is chef-distilled and hand-labeled in the southernmost city in the continental United States. The rum is best served chilled, and you should always make sure Robert the Doll gets the first sip. I searched around, and I can't really find the price because it's only sold in Florida, and they're being very withholding on their websites. But obviously, if you get your hands on this rum, anyone who is listening, I beg you to tell me how bad it tastes so I don't spend a ton of money trying to track a bottle down myself. Or maybe I'll just write to Robert the Doll, go to the source, to see if he can't pull some ghostly strings.